All right, so we'll start with the con, where again the position is obesity is not a disease itself. One of the points that they make is that, like smoking is a preventable risk factor for lung cancer, and like drinking is a preventable risk factor for alcoholism, obesity is a preventable risk factor for coronary heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, cancers like endometrial, breast, and colon cancer, high cholesterol, high levels of triglycerides, liver and gallbladder disease, incontinence, increased surgical risk, sleep apnea, respiratory problems like asthma, osteoarthritis, infertility, and other reproductive complications, complications during pregnancy and birth defects, and mental health conditions. Women who gain 20 pounds or more between age 20 and midlife double their risk of postmenopausal breast cancer. For every 2 pound weight increase, the risk of developing arthritis rises 9 to 13%. What do you think about that? That was quite a bit of information. And again, their focus right there was pointing out the numerous diseases that can come about as a result of obesity. And they're saying that obesity itself is not a disease, but it can bring on these other issues that we talked about. All right, here's our first pro, where they're saying obesity does meet the definition of disease and therefore is a disease. The American Medical Association's 2013 Council on Science and Public Health report identified three criteria to define disease. Here's one. It's an impairment of the normal functioning of some aspect of the body. Here's number two. There are characteristic signs and symptoms. And here's number three. Harm or morbidity are part of the problem. Obesity causes impairment, has characteristic signs and symptoms, and increases harm and morbidity. Dr. Scott Cahan, director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness and preventative medicine physician at Johns Hopkins University, stated obesity satisfies all the definitions and criteria of what a disease and medical condition is. The one difference is that people who have obesity have to wear their disease on the outside. So one of the big questions that we are asking ourselves when it comes to whether or not obesity is a disease, we talked about obesity being a risk factor for other diseases. Is something else a risk factor for obesity? In other words, obesity as a risk factor for other diseases can be a cause of or can lead to other diseases and conditions. What, if anything, leads to obesity? Or does obesity just kind of show up? The AMA, again, is saying that this is part of the definition, or at least these are three criteria in order to meet the definition of disease: an impairment of the normal functioning of some aspect of the body. And I know you might be asking the question, well, does obesity cause an impairment of the normal functioning of some aspect of the body? And, you know, some people might say, well, sure it does. But look, I mean, the obesity is there. Cancer is there. It causes some impairment of the normal functioning of some aspect of the body. Characteristic signs and symptoms, harm or morbidity. Those are the three characteristics. Okay. Second pro. Again, they're saying obesity is a disease. They're saying that obesity, like other diseases, impairs the normal functioning of the body. Here's one of the breakdowns of one of the criteria. People who are obese have excess adipose or fat tissue that causes the overproduction of leptin, which is a molecule that regulates food intake and energy expenditure. Again, people who are obese have excess adipose or fat tissue that causes the overproduction of leptin. And leptin is a molecule that regulates food intake and energy expenditure and other food intake and energy mediators in the body, which leads to abnormal regulation of food intake and energy expenditure. Now, one of the questions we'll be asking ourselves as we go throughout this is, okay, in light of the fact that people who are obese have excess adipose or fat tissue, do these people have excess adipose or fat tissue because of eating habits? Or do they already have something in them causing excess adipose that leads to, that produces, that causes the excess eating? Obesity can impair normal mobility and range of motion in knees and hips, and obese patients make up 33% of all joint replacement operations. Obesity is also linked to reproductive impairment, contributing to sexual dysfunction in both sexes, infertility, and risk of miscarriage in women, and lower sperm counts in men. Here's our second con. Obesity is a side effect, not a disease. Obesity can be caused by hypothyroidism, Cushing's syndrome, Prader-Willi syndrome, polycystic ovary syndrome, arthritis, increased insulin levels from carbohydrate-heavy diets or diabetes treatments, and depression. Certain drugs like antidepressants and anti-seizure medications, diabetes medications, antipsychotic medications, antihistamines, anticonvulsants, steroids, beta blockers, and contraceptives can cause obesity. Obesity can also be caused by lack of sleep or sleep debt, ingesting endocrine disruptors such as BPA, DDT, and phthalates, consuming high fructose corn syrup, a lack of temperature variation due to air conditioners and heaters, and quitting smoking. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Let's pursue this some more. The pro-con argument of whether or not obesity is a disease. Till next time, I want you to be sure to be thinking about how you can let some of life's best moments come through you.